Dune is about how white people are too good at Islam, and that's why we have to keep them away from it.
I had a realization. I watched Dune 2, and I had a realization today about myself. And, like, when I read the Dune books, the thing that always stuck out to me was how, like, I'm not rooting for the Fremen. Do you know what I'm saying? This is very problematic of me because, like, I just didn't – I've never felt – I don't want to be a desert guy. That's just not my – being in the desert kind of sucks. Right? Like, I just, to me, the idea of, like, being in the desert, big worm in it with the homies, it sounds tight, but, like, it's one of those things where I don't think I could never be Paul Atreides, you know what I'm saying? But Baron Harkonnen, you know what I'm saying? The Harkonnens living on Geaty Prime, it's all fucked up and smells bad, and it's a big stinky city, and they're under a black sun, so, like, it's like...
Oh, that was so white. Fucking cool!
Yeah, I'm just letting you know that, like, I think I'm on the side of the Harkonnen.
you'd like Baron Harkonnen yeah. even more in the books. He is a jolly he's a jolly son of a bitch. Yeah. He's like Santa.
Yeah, I love him in the books. In the books, they make him like way more flamboyant. In this one, they opted to make him scarier, which was cool. I forget what Skarsgård it is, but he's got a good even keel about like how he plays him, which is like just this ominous figure.
I think they should have given him a gay villain, gay Disney villain song. They should have done like Radigan from the Great Mouse Detective, which is low key the most underappreciated and best Disney villain song. But that guy, Radigan, was like my fucking hero as a kid. I really wanted to be Radigan.
We don't really have in movies anymore, like in like the trope. We don't have menacing fat men. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's something we should bring back. Well, as a trope. I can't.
D'Onofrio does good work as I only saw season one of Daredevil, but he was the best part of it.
Yeah. Vincent D'Onofrio is incredible. I love him. Let's see. He did that. He also like pioneered that as Gomer Pyle in what is that movie? Full Metal Jacket, which I don't know if you've seen it. It's great and I was trying to explain. So my girlfriend watches movies with me. We've been on a tear watching movies together. Like it's kind of our after work ritual. I come home and we watch a movie together, and like the movies that we've been watching have all been like what I consider Marco, like everyone around me has. There's a Shogs has now been exposed to it. There's this type of cinema called a Marcos movie, right? And like it's just Marco's core, but yeah, there's
Marked
like
up
there's
post Pulp Fiction 90s crime dramas
sometimes, but also just movies that like are incomprehensible. Do you know what I'm saying? Like completely just movies that are most like, because one of my favorite movies that I made her watch was The Witch, the with the two W's, The Witch.
That movie makes sense after you've seen it a few times.
Yeah, but if you're just going into it, you know what I'm saying? If you're just going into it blindly and you don't know what you're watching, you know what I'm saying? It's one of those movies. And then the other side of the coin on that is like movies like, which we should watch. Actually, I'll probably make this the next homie movie night. Ad Infinitum, which is like a fucking, I don't know how to explain it, but it's a movie from 2004. No, not Ad Infinitum. Il Immortal. It's a French sci-fi movie that they made in 2004, and it sucks. And it's so bad. There's like PS2 graphic CGI people, and they don't explain it. Like there's so much shit going on in that movie that they, and it's like people, those people with the PS2 graphic, they call new flesh people, like people that have like so many implants that they're barely human. It's such a bad movie, but it's also very funny. It's weird. No, those. It's a Marcos movie. It's like movie that's bad, but there's something special about how bad it is. And you know what I'm saying. Anyways, the movie that we watched recently, I made her watch because she watched Dune with me. Like we watched the first movie that came out, so we can know what's going on in this one. Because she like first time she's seen it, she didn't pay attention, and she liked the 1984 Dune infinitely better than the last two Dune movies. And she liked them because they were funnier movies, is what she said in her experience. They were much funnier movies, but also they kind of got to the point, and it made me like irrationally angry. I was like, "What do you mean?" And she's like, "Well, like in the new movies, there's a lot of shots where there's like no one talking, and a guy's just looking out of a window at a desert." Just like,
yeah,
yeah, but
that's good. The thing that bugs me is when people are like, artists don't like villain noir's beige style. Why doesn't he have blue skies, huh? Where are the blue skies? I like the blue. Like, do you guys know why skies are blue? Like, Arrakis wouldn't have a blue sky. It doesn't have any fucking oceans, man. God. I guess I saw a thing on YouTube that is this, the shorts. It was telling me what to watch in shorts. And I could see, like, I was looking up some guy. I can't remember. Oh, I think I might be looking for videos about Andrew Dobson, the horrible cartoonist. But in the shorts, it was telling me more about, giants. People seeing giants in the CIA. A guy. Andrew something that is talking about was his denial of what he said forced by the CIA. He like video spotted of captured of giant doing push-ups on top of a mountain. I'm just like, it had, there's this whole saga being recommended to me as like, yeah, I don't have much to say. We've already talked about it on the show, but like, just so you guys know, like, it continues.
I wasn't bullshitting you guys about how fucking stupid people are getting. But also, how much of it? I was thinking about this the other day. How much of that is like it? My humble opinion is that Discovery Channel has destroyed human brains. Right? It's Discovery Channel's fault. If I had to point back. Right. Well, yeah. It's just like mass media marketing. But like Discovery Channel is the one that unlocked the cheat code that you can just say something is educational without it actually having to be educational. But further than that, like the extrapolation is that people like leaned into this idea of infotainment where like you can learn stuff and be entertained and don't have to, like someone else has already done the research for you. And the thing is, this is crazy because I don't recommend you do your own research. I think that if you look into the mouth of madness, that don't do that either. Take everything that I say with a grain of salt. You know what I'm saying? Like, absolutely, do not pay attention to me for longer. I'm on my.
You should actually believe us, Ark. I am renouncing everything I've said about like, don't listen to comedians. Don't listen to funny people. They should not be trusted. You know what? Why am I saying Cat, things like this?
You're saying Cat Williams is spitting facts right now.
Yeah. No. I love to when you do a ritual, you put on a dress. Look, everybody knows this. When you have access to Hollywood, you understand this.
It's crazy that he read Aleister Crowley and like his, because he's talking about Thoth, right? So I'm assuming he read Aleister Crowley.
Like he sure that's has the only an interesting reason. Read on Crowley. Right.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. That's wild that that's what he got out of that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? like that's, what are you talking about, dude? That's the most certain. But anyways, I have
for
to
those
publicly
who don't know,
disavow Cat Williams.
He went on Joe Rogan. I thought it was AI for a minute because Joe Rogan is like deteriorated.
Yeah,
like
he's
barely coherent now. And I mean, he's never been, you know, but like something's, he's looking bad. It seems like his mind is going. I don't know what's fucking happening here.
I honestly really do believe this, that don't quote me on this shit, but I'm on a lot of like fucking like roidhead forums and stuff and like SARMs guys, because like I would never do steroids personally because I'm terrified of the effects of what like introducing those hormones into your body, because like there is not a lot of studies on long-term side effects because these motherfuckers don't live long enough for there to be long, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's like, the study on the long-term side effects right there. Yeah, result, they don't live that long.
Yeah, they don't.
Do they live longer than body positivity advocates, though?
Did you see that video of that girl who did that video? Seen that?
I don't watch videos by women.
You know what? Fair enough. there's a video of this like woman on YouTube Shorts. Surprise, surprise. YouTube Shorts is just like TikTok, but for like if you are a Nazi. You know, TikTok is how you get into Nazism, but like YouTube Shorts are for you're already a Nazi.
Dude, it's weird right? to see them recommended because it seems like a whole other like mysterious Wild West of YouTube where YouTube's like, check these out, but they don't seem to quite know what's happening in their own YouTube Shorts.
Yeah. They don't really have moderation on that. There's a lot of I've been wanting to talk about YouTube Shorts for a while. But I'm like a little nervous about it because I don't want people to explore YouTube Shorts because they're just gonna get radicalized. That's what's gonna happen, right? It's why I wanted to restart the Shogunate because I got into YouTube Shorts. Every time you see me talking, you hear me talking about the Shogunate or being a Mongolian national and wanting to bring back the Mongolian horde. And reunify Russia under Mongolia. Every time you hear me say some stupid shit like that, or every time you hear me say some shit like, you know, Benito Mussolini kind of did have drip. When you hear me say insane shit like this, it's because I'm watching YouTube Shorts. You know what I'm saying? I'm human. I'm a man. I'm just like you guys. I'm probably worse than all of you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Not me. Like, I'm watching little Dark Age edits of paintings of Lemuria on Vimeo.
Vimeo? Imagine getting radicalized on Vimeo. Anyways, so like, I've been wanting to talk about YouTube Shorts for a long time because there's a lot of weird shit going on there, like a lot of weird meta stuff. But this woman on YouTube, doing YouTube Shorts, she was like talking about like all these body positivity influencers, and then she goes, "This person says that they're healthy, blah blah. This person's now dead," and then she was just like. Pitting like they died at this age, they died this how many months ago they died, and she was just putting that information up, and then literally like a TikTok, I went on TikTok a few hours later and I saw the exact same post, but someone was like, "Hey, this lady killed me today. She said that I was dead," and then I looked into it. All the people she said were, one guy had died from all of them, and it was from a car accident. So everyone else. None of them had died, but it was very convincing because on YouTube, I'm like, why would she lie about this? Like, why would she lie about this easily provable? And you look at the YouTube, you look at the comments and all the comments are like, yep, body positivity has failed. You're all going to die. If you're over 300 pounds, if you're over 220 pounds, you're about to die. You know what I'm saying? Same stupid shit like that. And I was just like, damn. Yeah, I guess it's true.
I mean, you don't see a lot of like. Over 70, 300-pound plus people, but no, I didn't see that. No,
I think Butterbean's up there right now.
Who's Butterbean?
You don't know who Butterbean is?
I know that there's a song called Butterbean. It's by the B-52s on their album Whammy.
Butterbean is one of the
1980. I'm not sure on maybe Capitol Records. Who knows?
Butterbean. Is a professional boxer, like one of the greatest to ever do it. Eric Eich is his name.
Well, that's an athlete. That's a guy who is exercising a lot.
No, he's not. Look at him. He's not.
I mean, he's a boxer.
He's but he's not anything like you've ever seen. He's kind of a proto homie build. He's kind of has the problem that I have, which is he's just an extremely fat man. But he's strong. He's like farmer strong. Do you know what I'm saying? And he's just crazy good at what he does. But
okay, now this guy, this is different. This guy's this is not what I'm talking about.
This
guy's big. But yeah, he's
a big boy.
There's a lot of stuff that he's big with. He is with muscle. He is filled up with all kinds of sinews and fibers and meats and bodily components stretching around what are Probably some big fucking bones.
He's not 70. He's 57 currently, yeah, and he's at 304 pounds. Yeah. But he was on the. I watched a video about him.
He does look like a butterbean.
Yeah, he had to lose a ton of weight, so he had completely destroyed his like rotator cuff, or not rotator cuff, his hip, right? Like the ball joint socket, and he was like essentially crippled in a wheelchair, and they could replace it, but he was too heavy, so he had to start losing weight. So he like taught himself how to walk. He like re-taught himself how to walk, lost the weight, got the hip replacement, and now he's like walking around, and he's like, but he's still 304 pounds, and like that's him at a healthy weight. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy to think about a man that big.
I'm as fat as you can healthily be. Anybody fatter than me is really fat. And
that's hilarious. You do have a farmer's build, though. You're not.
Yeah, I'm from.
You're not rotund in any way. That it's me and you have such a similar body type and shape. The only difference is that I'm more like carved out of lead.
You're dense. I'm heavier.
Yeah, Shogs is.
You have a Shogs is, you have gravity. Like, that was one of the first things I noticed when I met you. Was like, Marcos's gravity is stronger than most people. It's very interesting. And I'm not even kidding. Like, that's the kind of vibes I detect when you're around me, folks. I'd be like, this person sort of cedar, sort of a cedarwood density, honestly.
Extreme. No, I am extremely dense. I'm stupid dense. I have such a it's ridiculous. I'm like cubic almost. I would say like I'm a rounded cube of some kind. I just have an insane shape, an insane body shape. And it's so compacted.
I just look
but,
like a fucking hobbit.
Yeah, you are built like a dwarf. Me and you have a similar. Yeah, we're dude. You don't have to be a hobbit.
I like
don't
being a hobbit. Everybody in my life called me a hobbit, and it's like I like hobbits. I fucking love hobbits, man.
Hobbits are cool. Yeah, that's true. You are the kind of guy to like go for an 11-sies, and I'm more the guy like no, stick me underground. I want to dig.
Yeah, I want to live in a nice little hole in the ground, but not like deep beneath the earth. Just a cozy little thing, and you know I smoke pipes and.
Like, I would probably be the only like dwarf orc hybrid. a dwarf.
Like an Andrea Dworkin over here. Yeah.
The most cursed, just a tiny disagreeable man.
Well, nowadays they call that an incel. Used to be something different, but
yeah, it used to be a dwarf back in the good days. The good old days.
Back when the love shies posted on the dwarf forums.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Well, see,
though,
bitches don't want you if like you're not a 10 on the head on. But I mean, not like the numbers, the looks maxers. I'm talking about sliders on character creators. This is what they don't understand. These fucking. Sorry, I was a bummer last time, folks. I've had some problems, but I'm back on it. But anyhow, you see, I don't know. I'm just fascinated by these looks maxers. I'm. Trying to, because I used to be like, you know, these are just some like silly kids online and they'll get over it and whatever. It's not like they're really as stupid as they, I think, online. I'm just getting old. And, oh no. Fuck. Kids aren't all right.
Like, it kind of, sometimes it feels, there are days that I feel like, especially interacting with my little brother, right? There are days that I feel, because I'm like, I have a direct connection to like, the fiefdom of children, of like how they, you know what I'm saying, like they're like in, I'm in a child's life and a child is in my life, so like I kind of like have to, I there are things about my life that I have to kind of like, oh I, damn, you guys are stupid, you know what I'm saying, like fuck, you know, like this, but like the thing is that I've had this horrible realization very recently, especially like working, I having to do all this training with guys who are younger than me. It's weird because the post office is this weird mix of guys who are just as old as me, a little bit older, like, and like not a little bit, like significantly older, and then significantly younger, and those are the three kinds of like, it's a very good chunk of like the generational, right? And it really does feel like the older guys and me and like all the guys near our age, we're the last generation to read, to learn how to read. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's scary the amount of just nonsense that people just don't know how to do, like basic stuff, right? And it's a terrifying example of, like, I just feel like we shortchange the absolute shit out of the future. There's shit I can do about it. I'm trying to teach my brother how to read on Roblox. He's not doing very well. But, you know, my man can math real good, but that's about all he's got, dude.
Yo, Indune, the reason that they did the Butlerian Jihad wasn't so that, you know, oh no, the computers are so scary. It was because they were being, like, people were forgetting how to think. Like, that's one thing Leto, the great Leto too, you know, long may he reign, was, you know, talks about to Siona. It's like, you know, she's like, why didn't you tell me to put on a mask in the desert? It's like, it would have fucking increased your dependency. It's the more things, and okay, this is probably reactionary and stupid, but I think that the more things you can do, like, on your own with your head, you know, is valuable. You won't always have access to a calculator. Yeah, we do. This is kind of the thing. We always have a calculator in our pockets. But what if things happen? Or I don't know how to formulate this, but there's seems to be a very self-evident value in being able to accomplish things, knowing how to do things, knowing how to learn how to do things. That's kind of the handiest one.
You should by all means know how to do stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's I share.
If you
that
want to know more about this, you can read my upcoming ebook where I reveal all the secrets to becoming a millionaire and hacking your mind to getting true power, to getting out of the blue pill cuck race that you're trapped in right now. But I will show you the secrets of the business secrets of the pharaohs.
Where would you go to attain this knowledge? What, I feel like a website?
Patreon.com/ The Homie Collective, I reckon.
And how much would this cost? Like, run me if I think about it, right?
No. More than a dollar. How about that?
How about the entry fee is a dollar?
Your first, I want a dollar. That's fine. I'll take your dollars, folks. I mean, you know what year it is? You want a dollar? Is like back when I was your age. A dollar was worth
it. Is true.
A dollar.
Back when I was your age.
Now a dollar ain't even worth a dollar.
Back when I was your age, young listeners, a 7-Eleven, a Slurpee, a large Slurpee was a dollar.
99 cents.
It was literally 99 cents.
You could for 32 ounces, because they hadn't really introduced us to 44 ounces. That was kind of a... You guys, there's kids growing up, and we're like, we grew up, 32 was kind of the tops, and that was like a bunch of soda.
That's not true for me, and I don't know, maybe it might be...
I'm a few years older.
64 ounces was my standard growing up.
So, maybe it's just the gas stations where I grew up. Yeah. Like, 44 is kind of the, you know, the one. You
no,
see
we had 64 ounce big gulps and shit. It was kind of tight.
That's why you're so dense.
I used to kill two of those every day. Two diet Dr. Peppers every day was my
jam. It's kind of crazy. I've actually, over the last like year and a half or so, I've cut soda like 75% out of my diet.
I've increased it by probably all the 75-fold, I would say.
Yeah. We need the glucose.
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me, but I have such a bad sweet tooth. And as I get older and older, it gets worse and worse. And I've tried to kick sugar from like the longest I can go is 3 or 4 days, and then I start having like actual sugar withdrawals. Like, you know, I heard like this is, it's crazy to me because like I've kicked cigarettes cold turkey, right? Like nicotine is one of the harder ones to kick. I've kicked it cold turkey. Should I've kicked meth cold turkey? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what the fuck sugar is, right? Like, I can't cold turkey sugar. It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't want to get all hippie or anything, so I'm not giving up sugar. But, like, sugar is possibly the greatest evil in the human diet and responsible for so many terrible things in the world and history. It's like, I don't know, maybe. But it's so fucking good, man.
It is crazy that, like, sugar plantations are why Haiti is as fucked up as it is. And, like, well, actually not even just Haiti, just why, like, America is as fucked up as it is. In fact, like, most of the economical problems of America trace back to these insane laws written by sugar plantation owners where, like, they had, like, an excess sugar tax where if they had too much sugar, the government had to buy it and burn it. And we still honor that shit to this day. We still do that for sugar.
Oh, we do that for a lot of crops and or variations of that. Actually, farm policy is wild. I had to research it for debate team one time. It's like, huh.
Yeah,
I don't want to do it too much, but
the milk one is crazy to me. The dairy farmer one. I know that we when we have milk surpluses, milk can't go below a certain amount, so they'll just tell them to like get rid of the milk. To just dump it in the drains, and then it causes like horrific waste problems, like in runoff, because of like the milk poisons the water supply from the bacteria, because milk was not meant to be introduced to the earth in mass like this. Yeah. Which is insane. It's insane to me.
Well, I'm not gonna get too fussed about it. There's no use crying over. That shit.
I do want to say that Wisconsin, you're on notice, motherfucker. You're poisoning the earth somehow with your
production. Yeah, I mean, for me, it's like I wish that you were where California was, so that you could be the one that goes in the big one, Wisconsin.
Speaking of the big one, did you see the video? We almost had a Donner Party Part 2.
I saw. Yeah.
It's crazy to think. By the way, all my family and homies that live in Tulare, they're completely fucked. Because little known fact about Tulare County, the Tulare City, is that Tulare is like it's like one of the most cursed places in all of California because of like from its inception it was cursed. It used to be a lake. The entire town was a lake. And the guy who like bought the property was like, what the fuck am I gonna do with this big ass lake? You know, I got an idea. I'll drain the lake and make a town out of what is left of, you know, like what I drain. And so he drained the lake, and then California went into drought for years and years and years, partially because he drained that, like, one of the only natural reservoirs and lakes that it was.
Guess that was a load-bearing lake.
Yeah, it kind of was. So he like literally it was because after that, like landslides and mudslides had like plagued the entire countryside for like the Tulare County countryside for decades. It was just horrific. Like just sinkholes would open up and then randomly horrible shit would happen. Cause you shouldn't build a fucking town in a lake bed, but he did that cause he didn't care. Anyways. We've had record-breaking droughts for years. Every time that there's, like, when we have good rain, it's in the Central Valley, and they usually are, like, capable of keeping, like, through ditches and all kinds of, like, canals and stuff. They're capable of keeping Tulare dry and, like, diverting the water. But record rainfall, they've been having a lot of trouble with that. But, like, and that's, like, they're like, well, the rain is just going to pass through. There might be some flooding, but we should be fine. What we don't want, though, is a blizzard hitting the Sierra Nevada, because that's much more water than rain can produce. And if that happens, the lake will probably fill up. Oh, I can't hear you, Shugs.
The chances of that happening.
Yeah, what are the that'll never happen. And then recently, a blizzard has hit the Sierra Nevada mountain range, and they are essentially Tulare. The reason why Tulare is a fucking... was a natural lake was because it is a literal cup. It's cup shaped, right? It's a giant bowl. It's a valley surrounded on all sides by mountains. There's only one way in and one way out. It's literally in a cup shape with mountain range full of snow, and it's all about to melt this spring, and it's going to be like fucking horrifically disastrous floods. And I don't know, I feel awful, but what I mean, like, what the fuck can anyone do except not build a lake? But also, there's just a lot of... That whole area is, like I said, is cursed. There's a deep curse. It's so cursed that they have a name for their fog. Right?
What's it called?
Tule fog? Tule fog is so fucking dense that it kills people. It's the only, like, place in the world that the fog can kill you. Right? Because it can...
You guys have Silent Hill?
Yeah, it can lead to like below 1 foot visibility, right? Like, so if you're, imagine trying to drive through less than 1 foot visibility. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what they deal with out there, right? And that's a normal fucking fatality.
I would like to go out there, honestly. I would love to see this. It sounds like, ooh, spooky, cursed town, eh? I love that shit.
No, it's the whole area, because it's all, so it's all agricultural, right? It's like, it's farmland. It's Trump country, right? It's just all, nothing but farmland, deeply Republican, big agricultural rural areas. That, like, a lot, the way that it works.
Farm people are a bunch of rubes who all just fucking love Donald Trump, right?
No, it's hard to explain the reason why. What it is that the government.
No, it's fine. I'm from the Midwest. It's true.
The California Republican government is very, like, the California government is very adversarial, right? So, like, it's designed this way, right? It's designed because, and it's because California ecologically is horrifically mismanaged. L.A. is a desert. L.A., for all intents and purposes, the city of L.A. should be, like, it should look like Dune, right? It should look like Arrakis, like Arakeen. It should look like Arakeen is what the city of L.A. should look like. But it doesn't. It's a lush, green farmland. And if you go further, like, north to, like, which is weird that it's SoCal, but if you go further north all the way up to Malibu, all of the rural communities out there are farmland communities. How in the fuck is California growing farmland in the desert, essentially? It's because they take all of the water from the North and Central Valley. So the Central Valley is caught in between because they both produce the water because it actually rains in the Central Valley and stuff, but also it is unbearably hot like a desert. So they are caught in this war between like SoCal being this like rural area that needs all of our fucking water and NorCal having all of the water but not using any of the farmland or timber or any of that because we're building cities and being liberals. Do you understand? Like,
you're seeing what we can do here. Homie jihad.
Yeah, yeah.
You.
I will bring sand to the LA.
Yeah.
I will bring water to Arakeen, right? No, they're already, the Harkonnen are already there.
My name is the posting word.
Yeah. My name is a busting word, you say. Oh my God. He knows the gooning way. A woman who knows the gooning way. I did not know. She's just like, come. And he's like, nuts. J-O-I shit. Instead of Dune, it's called Goon. Oh, fuck.
Call me the Goon Messiah.
Goon Messiah. Oh, my God. I am the Master Batib. Oh, my fucking God.
How did you have us? Daddy's like, well, I hadn't ejaculated for 6 weeks. And then I busted in your mom. I guess you could call yourselves the children of Goon.
Yeah, children of the Goon. Oh, my God. Jesus fucking Christ. Anyways, back to it. The California politics reflects this perfectly in that, like, it's adversarial. So rural communities.
Yeah, the great houses are at war. You've got, you know, the emperor who's the mayor? Or I guess the governor's the emperor.
I could tell you right now.
What's the governor's daughter, though? I mean, because that's the one you're going to have to marry in order to
I do like
secure the lineage.
One of the craziest things that is Gavin Newsom is what Donald Trump called Gavin Newsom, which rocks, dude.
It's simple, it's clean, it's obvious, but that's why it's good. It's not too clever.
Okay, so the last time I registered to vote was the Bernie thing, and I have not stopped getting fucking political text messages randomly.
I gave that cocksucker money, and I managed to stop getting texts.
No, I get them from, because I didn't register with a party. In California, you can register as a voter non-party specific, which means that you're not partisan, which means that you just get fucking text messages every day, pretty much every time there's an election, from everyone who's running, right? And like, there's you text stop and then they don't stop, they just keep coming, right? So I've gotten that, just like, kill yourself is what I've been telling them every time. Kill yourself, right?
Just stop. It probably works better.
Stop doesn't work anymore. I've done it. I've said stuff like, I hope you get lymphoma. I hope you have beautiful children and they die of ASL and you watch it. You know what I'm saying? I'm over the shit. And I'm sure they're all robots, so I'm not really harming someone when I say
things like this. And if they aren't robots, you know, they got it coming, man.
They deserve it, yeah. But currently, it's Ratish Tandon is our Democrat representative. And then Anita Chen is our Republican, and like, the both of them suck is the problem, right? Like, neither of them is good. Both of them are bad people, and I don't talk politics, but when I try to talk to people about, like, you know, they're like, oh, like, you know how to make it stop is you could just vote. And then I'm like, well, that's not how that works either. They're just gonna keep coming back for my vote. You do that, come on, man, think about it for a second. But like, I don't have a lesser of two evils. I only have two evils. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a problem with living in California in the Bay Area. I have Anita Chen, who wants to make it illegal to be homeless. And actually, she wants to enact, like, fatwa on on anyone who makes under $20,000 a year, right? Like, she's ready to fucking – she's trying to do the Butlerian jihad, but for homeless people. You know what I'm saying? Like, that she's trying to get on that level. And then Ratish Tandon is just like, actually, it's unhoused, but I'm still not going to do shit for him. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's,
I mean, the one that's like, I'm not going to do shit versus the one that's like, all right, boxcar time. Yeah. I mean, that is kind of a little,
She's saying boxcar time for homeless people, and he's saying boxcar time for the unhoused.
Do you get that? Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, that's where we are in the Bay. Yeah. That's where we are in the Bay. That's what it's like living in the Bay. It sucks. There's no one you can fucking choose. They both suck. And like, the meme candidates are like guys who are like, I think that the top 1% of Americans should pay their taxes, and also the age of consent law should be 10. And you're like, oh, come on, dude. What the fuck, man? Right? Like, you can't win here. It sucks. This place fucking sucks, dude. There's no... Jesus. There was one guy that I was, like, following as a bit, and I loved it. And it was because he was, like, trying to mandate... He was not trying to mandate healthcare for trans people. He was trying to mandate being trans. And I couldn't tell if it was, like, real or not. I thought it was, like, a far-right Republican guy running as a joke, but it turns out he wasn't. He was just... He's just a schizophrenic that got on a local ballot. You know how much that rocks, dude? He's the only guy that I was... But then he was talking about some weird stuff, so I had to stop. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, like, I was like, he might be right. My man might be onto something.
There's times that I think, like right now, when I just came up with the idea that we should Shanghai one of the guys from the that show Caucus, Big Fat Caucus, or
that's what it is.
Caucus, yep, that's, Blast and yeah. Rope, Veiny Purple Caucus.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's Veiny Purple Caucus.
Friends of the show, we have on the show. Swell guys, but
it's Rock Hard Caucus. We should. That's who it is.
I know, but I don't know. Maybe we should do like a local politics spinoff show or special or something. Just like not ours specifically. We could just like stay on the beat. I'm sure zany shit happens, and like, I'm sure that's. Yeah, I mean, you guys are a little special, but I'm sure there's loads of shit we could find that'd be extremely entertaining, and maybe we could like get people interested in. No, that's fucking lame. No, NPR
why? Yeah, shit. I don't want that. I want more people like the guy who was trying to mandate being trans.
I know. Yeah, I well, want see, what more... if we were like, being like, but, you know, get out there and vote. But for, like, guys like that.
No, don't get out there and vote. Get out there and run. Be that guy.
Yeah, that too. But then vote for the guys who are running like that. I mean, it's kind of it's like being pro-sex worker anti-John there, you know? You got to have both sides for the equation.
Now, true homie regime will happen when an entire town, when everyone in an entire town registers to run for a local position in government. Do you get what I'm saying? That is the true homie revolution, right? Imagine if every single person
you need a political bodhisattva for the. I mean, you need, because there's always going to be, even if everybody's running, there's still going to be that one like old lady who's voted in every fucking election for like all of her 90 years. Somehow back when women weren't able to vote, she was still voting, and she's gonna be there and she's gonna pick one of them.
I want her to vote for herself. That's the thing, right? You got to change the mindset, right?
No, she's gonna have to pick it. Like, well, I think my granddaughter's trans and she's nice and I like her girlfriend, so I guess that mandatory trans is good. And then you've got your god emperor.
Yeah, that would rock though.
Everybody, but honestly, politics should work more like Dune. I mean,
where you have someone, you're just talking about eugenics, dog.
No, more like you know. Somebody wanted to challenge Joe Biden, like, to a knife fight for the throne.
I guess that would
kind of. He might have some, like, old reflexes that snap, too. True.
But also, like, he.
You think you're a first man to stab with a knife, Jack? Listen, back in the 50s.
You know, he gets to pick a champion. Like, he picked Fayed, who's a guy who sucks toes and eats ass. I did like that about him, that they made him a guy who sucks toes and eats ass in the new Dune. He's a freak. I like that.
He was really good.
Yeah, in the old movie, they made him like a freak, but in a way where he was like still kind of conventionally attractive. In this movie, they're like, nah, my man sucks toes and eats ass. and he travels with like a group of girls that do this, that literally eat people. You know what I'm saying? Like, my man is in the polycule vibing. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. I need to be on fucking. On Geedy Prime. That's where I'm a Harkonnen. I'm sorry. I know everyone sees me and is like, no, the homie is, he's Muad'Dib. He's the podcast Muad'Dib. I'm not. I'm sorry, dude. I'm Baron Harkonnen, all right?
Well, I guess I'm doing evil shit.
Yeah. I'm doing evil shit. I'm sorry, dude. I'm trying to travel with the polycule, suck toes and eat ass, and fight guys that are drugged in my fucking big stadium, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to put the work in.
I want a cool uncle.
Yeah, I want a cool-ass uncle that I kiss on the mouth when he tells me to go places. That's sick, dude. That's tight as fuck to me, dude. There was a lot of uncle kissing in that movie that I was not ready for. There's way more uncle kissing than I
don't see why people be like, you know, Vinoise, dude. It's just not weird like David Lynch. It's like, these movies are weird, man.
Yeah.
They're full of weird freaks acting like creeps, man.
Isn't Frank Herbert French?
No, he's American. He's from Washington.
Oh,
he's dead. And then his son,
there's an extreme Frenchness throughout the movie that I can't quite put my hand.
I think Denis Villeneuve was, well, he's French Canadian.
Yes, that doesn't count. No, not in the books. From the books, from reading the books, there's like a deep Frenchness throughout it.
You mean pervert, right? You mean he seems like a pervert.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not American pervert. Like, Ernest Hemingway was like, on the trees and in the grass, and I part his butt cheeks, and he's seven. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's horrible shit.
That's not Hemingway. Hey, that's Hemingway way too poetic. It's maybe a little like a... Well, no, Hemingway's whole thing, he wrote in like a terse journalistic style.
It's true.
But that's also, more like Ginsberg, like, maybe.
Yeah, that might be Ginsberg. But
we don't talk about that, because Hal's American, still good.
Yeah, American perverts are not the same. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not, they're perverted, and it's always towards pedophilia, and it's always like, you know what I'm saying? It's just not, they either beat women or they fuck kids, and that's horrible to say, but that's all American perverts really have to offer. But the French perverts, they're over here being
Americans
like,
Americans suck toes.
Yeah.
Suck hella toes. I think we basically invented eating ass. Or at least rediscovered it from the Greeks.
Yeah, but that's not a perversion anymore.
No, but you put them together.
Yeah, it's true. When you do both, it is. But you got to pick one or the other. If you do both, you're a straight freak. You know what I'm saying? You're in the polycule traveling with the cannibal girls, right?
A real Portland style polycule too.
He was like, there was nothing for these bitches on the flight. Got to feed them my. Let me feed him this dude real quick.
They made Fade so much more interesting. Like, I honestly, they made some changes. So like, I don't know, I like it. I like this. I love this movie. Thank you. Didn't even. Now, wait 10 years and make Messiah so we can, see old Chalamet.
Frank Herbert has a Frenchness to him, right? In his writing style. Because his whole thing is like, what if women could control the bust inside of them and choose the sex? You know what I'm saying?
What if women were, based?
Yeah. I hate that, dude. That's a terrible way to look. It is true, though.
I'm saying that's the perspective at the time in the context. Yeah. Obviously, we now know that's ridiculous. Women are, in fact, based. Women could never be based.
No, it's the other way around.
Sorry, that women I'm are being based. A pill. We love women. We love women on the show. We love women. Women are so beautiful and powerful. And women are better than men. You know, everyone comes out of a woman. You ever think about that? And women
That is also incorrect.
So
dog.
Perfect. That is and gorgeous and, you know. I don't know how to do that simp shit.
I don't even think they got men and women in the Harkonnen. They just got freaks that suck toes and eat ass and freaks who don't fuck at all. Those are the only two.
But they don't fuck because they've had all their holes filled up with some kind of horrible chemical.
Yeah, like the human spider freak in the first movie that was that they don't even acknowledge. She's just hanging out, drinking out of a bowl of water, and then he just dips away. You know what I'm saying? He's like, leave, and then it leaves. And that's cool. You know what I'm saying? those are the two genders that they have, the gender binary in the Harkonnens, is the freaks who suck toes and eat ass and freaks that are human pets. You know what I'm saying? Those are the two kinds
I'm
of
I'm thinking
people
about a Harkonnen, big old mutton chops and a little top hat. He's looking like Cyber Smith.
Yeah. It's very normal. To be a freak who sucks toes and eats ass, but also
he'd make a good book accurate Baron Harkonnen. He could do probably the jolly pervert freak stuff.
Yeah, he definitely could. I'm
didn't even hit us up. We need to remake your movie. I'm very sorry. It was good, but we've got some ideas on how to make it better.
About what
or worse.
Just a spinoff with the Harkonnens.
We want to just cast it with people from Twitter. Well, it'll be the worst movie ever made, and I should be executed for thinking about it.
You should all be executed
for thinking about it because I told you about it. And it's in your head. You're contaminated, and you should be sterilized too. I'm sorry, I fucked up, guys.
I want to. I Love Lucy, but that takes place on Giedi Prime. You know what I'm saying? What are they?
You've got a lot of explaining to do, Fade Rautha.
Oh my god. I love Babaloo. Oh my god. What do they watch for TV? You know what I'm saying? What is Roseanne on Giedi Prime, right?
I think they just watch Goatsy on a loop. That's the only show on the only TV station.
Yeah, because I can't imagine if you went to Caladan, right? The Atreides home planet. It's just NPR show.
They're Ken Greek. Burns.
Yeah, it's Ken Burn documentaries on loop is what they watch, right? It's just fucking boring shit, right? Ken, it's just fucking, God, man, this is and then we won that war, right? that's all it is over and over again, right? And I can't fucking...
Harkonnens are the kind of motherfuckers that, They'll cast their like freak porn doll. They're the kind of people that will airplay ghetto gaggers.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. What kind of space racism they got? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are they doing? You know, like, that's, I want to know what their tropes are. Do they got, what do they got going on over there? Who, what passes the Bechdel test on DD Prime? You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to know these things.
That's just when you can have a female who goes the entire story and her character's not defined by her relationship to the little spider freak guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's, well, not a female, but a you know, a spider freak guy, a little spider freak human pet, just is friends with other spider freak human pets, and they, you know what I mean. They never seek the attention of a freak that sucks toes and eats ass. Right? They're like, yeah, with, that's nothing for us. I have nothing there for us. That's. I just want to know. I feel like it's like Sophie music videos, right? Like, that's all they got going on. It's Nine Inch Nails, right? It's the Closer music video on loop. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what do they got going on over there? I want to live in that world. I'm sorry. I want to live there. It looks cool. It looks cool as hell.
So what was that? Oh, there used to be the music channels. It was like VH1, MTV, then there was the other one that was like
IMF.
IMF, yeah, like, I love the like IMF. Late night IMF stuff.
Yeah. what does pop sound like on fucking, you know what I'm saying? What is there? What are they listening to over there? What is, I just got to know all this shit in my head. It just seems cool.
Well, they're probably listening to Geedy Primes, the album by Grimes, which is pretty good.
I hate that now. Now I'm over it. Now we're moving on. I did like the fact that their fireworks looked like nut.
That was cool. So cool.
Yeah.
The shot where like it they're walking out and they're inside and they just transition into that. That insane black and white, just, oh, so pretty.
That movie was sick. I just need to live on Geedy Prime now. I don't want to live anywhere else. I look great with a shaved head. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would look sick as hell with no eyebrows. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just,
when,
I don't know.
When the girlfriend and I inevitably move to New Mexico, I'm going to be so fucking annoying, acting like I'm a Fremen now.
Oh my
Why'd
god. Why'd
you cut that off? It's like, I cut it off because it's complete because it ends there.
You'd be like, it seemed
Oppenheimer natural. Created Los Alamos to train the faithless.
Oh my god, you become obsessed with desert mice.
I am a desert creature. You moved here 3 years ago.
Yeah. They catch you outside sand walking. You're like, Shogs, what are you doing? He's like, I have to cross to get to the quick mart. The great black sands.
Look at these water fat tourists.
Yeah. Oh my god. Jesus Christ. Their water is no good to drink, full of chemicals, but good for coolant.
That's people from California.
Yeah. Geedy Prime is kind of California pilled. It's kind of California coated, to be honest with you. That's what life, if you want to know what life is like in the Bay Area, it's just essentially Geedy Prime. It's just polluted, violent sports.
Right? I'm going to do the most podcaster thing I can do and quote a tweet in lieu of content. But I was thinking about that tweet the other day. It's like, I love Philip K. Dick's great because, like, the beginning of Scanner Darkly, he's describing this, like, dystopian fucking future, and it's just 1970s California.
Yeah. Shout out to the homie He Devil in France. That was his tweet.
Ah, nice.
We celebrate the homies that have bangers, all right?
That was a good one. Here. I appreciated that. Thank you for your service.
Oh my god, I'm trying to think of anything else before, because we're like at, I feel like we're at time.
We're at 54 minutes. Yeah, 55.
Yeah. I got 50. Yeah, what do you got, Shogs? You got
54 anything? Minutes, 53. Oh, what do I got to say?
yeah. What do you got to say?
Well, goddamn, it looks like that new Final Fantasy VII is good. I'm switching. I was going to get a Steam Deck, but between that and the recent state of play, I'm like, shit, PlayStation 5's finally, like, stepping up the plate. And yeah. I need a Blu-ray player. So,
I've been playing PS5, playing Helldivers on PS5.
Yeah, you're a fascist now. You're a military.
yeah, I'm military. You know what's crazy about that game is that, like, you're like, oh yeah, you play the tutorial, you see Super Earth is a fucked up place, you understand that it's all like deeply fascist and stuff, and you understand the right wing propaganda, and then you get to Malevolon Creek, which is like space Vietnam with robots, right? And then you hear you see the Helldiver things inbound, and you just automatically start hearing the intro to Fortunate Son, the bow-now, and then like I feel America coursing through my veins. You know, I feel democracy. I napalmed a bunch of bugs the other day, and I was like, God damn, I saluted my screen. You know, like, involuntarily. I don't know why it makes you do that shit. But you know what it is? For me, it's seeing the number go up, right? Seeing, like, you get, like, so how you...
War is autism.
War is autism. It really is. Hell is other people's autism. Just, dude, literally seeing the amount of medals I get, because that's the currency. I haven't bought a single thing. I'm out here fucking fighting this war with like a grenade and like the starter weapon, and I'm just getting my shit pushed in every 5 minutes. But I'm playing with a squad of other people who are also in that position, and we're all like backs against the ground, like, you know, laying backwards, just like shooting. It's such an intense. And then you hear guys. It's so funny because it's mad immersive despite being, like, just a shitty game. And I can't tell who's, like, just being immersed because they're having fun and, like, role-playing and who's actually taking it seriously. It's difficult. But I was playing with squads, four other guys, strangers. I've never met them. We're playing. And the guy goes in. He's like, good fights. He's like, good fighting, boys. And he's like, tell my wife I love her. I don't think we're going to make it out of this one. And then he was right. We weren't going to make it out. And then as we're like, it's his last, it's like him and some other guy. And I'm watching them on the screen because I'm already dead. So I'm like spectating. And he's just like shooting like, dude, dude, dude. The autocannon is just blasting. And he's just like, I'm never seeing her when I get back home. He's like, you'll never take me alive, you bugs. It's just like, dude, he's like, I'm like, damn, dude. Like,
so this game's pretty good, huh?
The community of the game is very good and fun, and I like it. But also, it is very scary because it was released during an election year, and you have lots of guys in that being like, yeah, we're taking this back one for Trump. I'm like, well, no. I heard someone call – I might bleep this out, but I heard someone call them buggers, and the intonation of how he said it was a little too – you know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
and, yeah, and I was like, you don't have to say that, dude. you don't have to do that, dude. What do they call them? Mexicans? But it's like with a mech. The other one, they're calling the robots Mexicans. And I was very upset with that, too. They're like, yeah, we can't let these Mexicans cross the border. And I was like, you guys, you don't need to be doing this. what's your username again? 1488? Never mind. Yeah, there we go.
Off-center. This country, I tell you sometimes.
Yeah.
Nazis.
Yeah, I have been getting myself good with the off-center Hitler mustache. it's extremely funny to me. Just putting a little bit off to the left. It's such a stupid look. Oh, man. Imagine trying to go to work and you have the, like, just an off-center.
Too bad we can't sell that one as a shirt. People are like, I like the joke, but I you know. We condemn everybody who buys our Hitler shirt.
Yeah, anyone who buys the Hitler shirt goes on a watch list. Right?
Fuck you, give us $20. All right, thanks. Get out of here.
That's fucking crazy. All right. Anyways,
we'll submit you on the watch list. We should put the shirt up just so we can
I don't want to put that on my Redbubble.
I don't think Redbubble would let me put it on Redbubble. Yeah,
I don't think so either.
What the fuck are you doing? It's like, no, seriously, it's a little off. See, it's so funny. Don't you guys get it?
Come on, guys. Come on, dude.
You don't have to do that.
It's funny. Imagine trying to wear that shirt, like just trying to explain the joke.
No, look at his mustache. I'm not a Nazi. I hate him. That's the joke.
Look at how stupid he looks.
Oh, I guess he does look kind of stupid. But I mean,
oh my god!
You get it.
Fuck. Oh shit, there's no way, like, you can't, there's nothing you can do about, like, fuck, it's so funny, but we can't do anything.
What if there was a shirt with a swastika and an arrow pointing at it and some text said, fuck that shit, yeah, but like, the text was like that big.
Everyone will be mad at you. No one will know. Actually, so one of the funniest things that ever happened that I ever witnessed in my life happened to me like in the seventh grade. There was this kid who was way into like World War II shit. World War II turbo autism has existed for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
And I've
since
exposed
like
to
it. World War, I think, yeah.
Well, it was since I was exposed to it when I was like, I want to say like 12 or 13 in the seventh grade with this kid. I think his name was Thomas. And Thomas used to draw the Nazi symbol, but backwards. So the opposite way. And then do this little like circle with a thing through it. And he used to wear a pin that his grandfather had given him that had that. And it was like, I guess his grandpa was in fucking World War II or something. And the fucking pin was for anti-Nazi, for the guys who were over there, like,
yeah,
doing, like, dropping bombs on Nazis. But it's a swastika with a red cross, like a red, you know, the red no thing over
it. Yeah, the Ghostbusters also, thing.
Yeah, it's literally, yeah. But also, the swastika is backwards, so it's, like, facing the opposite direction, right? And he used to get kicked out of class, like, once a month wearing that pin. And then he'd be like, no, you guys don't understand. And he used to have, like, he would try and bring it back. And we're like, Thomas, man, it's a swastika, regardless of what it actually means, dog. It's a swastika. No one knows swastikas well enough to know that swastika is backwards. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one understands what it is that you're talking about. And I don't know. That I think that's an integral form of my humor is seeing him trying to bring back wearing swastikas. Futility of it. Just this literal 12-year-old kid in the seventh grade trying to be like, no, it's different. I'm taking it back. All right. Anyways, speaking of horrible people that are funding us and our insane ideas, shouts out to the homies Fuzzy Nalgas, Grief, Hamwich, Jay, Justin Bennington, Kevin Villasane, Kiefer, Malik Nunez, Roboy, Shmoo, Andrew Morgado, Benny, Brody, Chris Wade, Daniel Freed, Fescatch, Fred Sharman, Gabriel, He Devil in France, Jonathan Weber, Josh G, Christopher Lynch, Luke Simisek, Patrick Goldman, Reese, Big Dick, Richard Coconar, What's Up, Rianne, Sarah Zadig, Slithers, Spenny, Seven Civignano, Terrence Hudson, The Empty Set, Wax Replica was on here as JJJ LMAO. I'm never going to stop saying that. It's funnier to me. All right. That's all the homies. Bye.
Goodbye.
Through the miracle of stereo,
fun
today's
one.
Song
that makes
is
for
designed
the last
to suit you.
Oh, entertainment.
Yes.